Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hawk Talk Podcast. It is Cardinals opening day, a special edition of the Hawk Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Parker Limonstall, and today I got some special guests here who's going to talk about the Cardinal opening day with me. Gentlemen, you want to take some time to introduce yourselves?
I'm Grant Owen. I'm from St. Louis, and I'm a diehard Cardinals fan.
I'm Carter Lenzen. Grew up on the south side of St. Louis. Love Cardinals. Been to a Cardinals game at least every year. Haven't been to opening day, though, so still want to get that venture out there. But right now we got a great matchup with the Cardinals and the Marlins today. First pitch at 3:15.
0-7 Marlins.
So yeah, coming in this game, as you kind of just talked about there, Grant, the Cardinals come into this game 3-4 and the Marlins are 0-7. And we kind of were talking about this before our class here today about just what we're seeing here today with this matchup. I think this is a really good advantage here for the Cardinals. The Cardinals have had a rough couple series to start the season out, like Dodgers, Padres. Like, that's a tough
one. Yeah, they started out pretty, yeah.
I mean, that's just those are two really tough series to start your season out with. And I don't want to say they're going to be getting almost a break with this series, but it's a very good opportunity for them to get that winning streak started, for them to start getting some momentum going in the season.
Yeah, I think it's definitely like a great opportunity for all the slow bats that have had a slow start to get going again, like Walker and Burleson. You got Wynn up there.
I was about to say, Arenado's been a little slow, too.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, your home run leader right now for the Cardinals is,
I think it's Wilson
Contreras. Wilson Contreras, yeah. Too. He's batting .211 and then has four RBIs. So it's been a little rocky start for the Birds on the bat. But, I mean, you really have some very great matchup here. I mean, you look at the on-base percentage for the Cardinals versus the Marlins at .290 versus .274. So you're looking at a better guys who can get on base, and then a little bit of a lackluster pitching rotation in the Marlins with a lot more walks coming towards the Cardinals' way.
And you kind of talk about the Marlins' pitching staff, and that's the really big thing about this Marlins team that I think that the Cardinals can take advantage of, is that pitching staff, because two of the Cardinals starters this year are guys who are transitioning from the bullpen last year and for the last few years. And that's AJ, I think it's, you pronounce it AJ Puck, I think is how you say the one. And then Ryan Weathers is transitioning from the bullpen. So you're dealing with guys who are still in that transition phase from going from bullpen to starters. And that's, and when the Cardinals, as much as unbiasedly, I'm a Cubs fan, I'm sorry about but
Chicago's boring.
But I will give the Cardinals credit when it comes to an experienced starting rotation, when it includes Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson and names like that. What that gives them an advantage, especially in this series, is that they have that leg up on these guys transitioning from the bullpen. They're like, hey, I already know how to get advantage of the lineup. Go 6 innings, go 7 innings. And that's where the Cardinals can shine here. And also, the Marlins, yeah, they, let's just call them a drama house.
Dumpster fire, really.
Dumpster fire. Ever since Jeter left, they've been a dumpster fire.
Yeah, that's right. He was like, what, the owner of the GM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the CEO of the Marlins. Right. And adding on to that drama, they fired their GM. I think it's Kim.
The first woman GM.
And unfortunately, the big reason for it was that she did not want to have someone overlooking her. That was what the Marlins organization said, which I think was something that really was going to mess them up, because she essentially built a team that was not expected to make the playoffs last year, and they made it. Yes, they lost to the Phillies, I think, in two games, I think. I think they lost 2-0 in the wild card round. But
they got crushed.
But that's still a huge step forward, considering that's their second time making postseason since they last won the World Series in 2003.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, we don't trust you enough, and we're going to let you go, kind of thing, unless you are willing to let someone watch over you. So I think for the Marlins, it's really been a struggle for them to get past bad ownership that has not been willing to let the baseball people, well, do the baseball stuff.
Yeah, I agree. But speaking of like the Cardinals spending money, I mean, people are clowning the ownership for bringing in old guys, but I mean, I think that's what the Cardinals need, since they're so young right now in infield. I think they need some of that older veteran presence.
I believe so. And the older veteran presence is kind of what the Cardinals have been known for, with bringing in Sonny Gray, bringing back Matt Carpenter, and bringing back Lance Lynn, who were guys who won a World Series with the Cardinals.
Key parts of it, too, yeah.
Key parts of it. Granted, it was 13 years ago, but these guys still have a little bit left in the tank, and they want to finish here in St. Louis, because they've gone other places, and they always believe that here in St. Louis is the best baseball they've ever played. So they want to finish it off exactly how Pujols did, how Molina did, how Wainwright did. They want to do that with a special season that they're going to have this year.
Yeah, I think that I think having an old pitching rotation is good, but then having a young fielding, like a young lineup, I would say.
You calling Paul Goldschmidt young there, big boy?
No. He is old as dirt, honestly.
Yeah. Hey, man, 36 is the new 25.
Hey, he did win. He did win the MVP at 34. So, yeah. I mean, we can't really, like, say too much about it because, like, I mean.
MVP sponsored by Bengay and AARP, my friend.
Yeah.
Geezer.
Well, and you guys have been talking about, like, the Cardinals and this the lineup and the rotation being young. And it also comes in the fact that that's almost, it's a disadvantage though at the same point because they have, let me see here. I got the roster up in front of me. They have, it looks like, seven guys on an IL right now, whether that be 10-day or 15-day.
Yeah.
That being Sonny Gray, Kenyon Middleton, Riley O'Brien, Drew Rahm, Tommy Edman, Dylan Carlson, and Newt, Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah.
Which, especially in like Newt's case, Newt is on base contact freak.
Like, those are all like really key players for the Cardinals. I mean, Riley O'Brien came in the first game he played and just was lights out. So I mean, I think that's a huge part of our bullpen that's missing. So is Kenyon Middleton, but
losing Donovan as one of those utility guys in the field and at the plate is a very big hit. I mean, he's leading the team right now in slugging and average.
Yeah, he's a good on base guy. Yeah. But let's talk about opening day for the Cardinals. Like, how special it is. I mean, it's so different than every other baseball
franchise. I mean, you just got to think. The Clydesdales, the Mustangs, the trucks, the Hall of Famers in those trucks, and the whole starting lineup coming out.
Off of vehicles.
Running,
driving around the warning track. I mean, you don't see that. I mean, most you get is everyone running out of the dugout and getting introduced. But also, don't to mention a World Series trophy in the middle of the field.
Yeah, that is definitely a cool thing. I can't speak from experience because I have not been to a Cardinals opening day game. I've only been to one of their games when they played the Cubs. And even as a Cubs fan, I can admit that the game day atmosphere in Busch Stadium is just fantastic. Yep. I love the view of the stadium. And I think it's right by the water, so that's even better.
Yeah, it's like three blocks.
Yeah, it's not the closest, but like, I mean, you get a nice view of the arch.
Yeah, that's right in center. I was about to say, you got that new first form building.
Oh, you got the new ballpark village that they've been working on for a while. That's actually a really cool place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a holiday in Missouri.
I was about to say, if you want a great seat for any Cardinals game, those ballpark village seats on the side, they're cheap and they overlook the whole stadium, so you can get a great view of the game.
Yep.
The seat I liked was being, I don't think it's not on the first level, but it's on the second level.
The low sheets,
on behind home plate.
Yep.
Because it gives you a nice overview where you can see everything going on. You can see what pitches are being thrown. You can see where it's all being all laid out. That was my spot, and I have photos from that. And I just, if I'm ever going to go back to a Cardinals game, hopefully we're not playing the Cubs because I'd like to not be ripping my hair out the entire game as a Cubs fan. But I would go back to that same seat again.
Hey, best seat in the house for me, the $20 bleacher seats out in center.
Bingo.
You can see everything. They're dirt cheap.
You get some good entertainment,
too. I know. Yeah. Oh, great time.
There are no bad seats at Busch Stadium.
Oh, definitely not. I think it's the best baseball environment. I mean,
yes. I mean, Wrigley has the history, but you also, 80% of the time, you have a pole right in front of you when you're watching a game. But at Busch, there's not a bad seat in the house. And only when it's sunny, when the sun's in your face and you're in right field. That's the only bad part.
And for like only a month, the ivy is like green. For the rest of the season, it's like dead and just like it doesn't look good. It's okay. That's why the Cardinals will always stay better.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, Chicago is boring. What do you think about that, though? Do you agree with that statement that St. Louis is boring from Chris Bryant?
No comment. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth.
Wow.
But okay. All three of those, that trio fell off so hard.
Hey, at least they walked away with a World Series ring together. That's all I can say on that note.
That'd be another 108 years.
Don't care. I saw it once in my lifetime. That's good enough for me right now.
At this rate, so it's the Cardinals going to be another 108 years.
Yeah, we played like garbage last year.
Once again, first pitch for the Cardinals opening day will be today at 3:15 p.m. Central Time. The 0-7 Marlins put Ryan Weathers on the mound against the 3-4 Cardinals, who bring Lance Lynn to the mound in his return to St. Louis as a Cardinals ace. Be sure to tune on in. Guys, I want to say thank you so much for joining me here today.
Oh, yeah. It's always a great time to be in this podcast room.
Go Cardinals.
Yes, go Cardinals indeed today, especially from a Cubs fan who despises the Marlins with every fiber of his being. I'm your host, Parker Limonstall. Thank you so much for listening to the Hawk Talk podcast. You can find all our episodes on QUmedia.net. You can find our past, current, and future episodes. Have a great day, and always remember, it's a great day to be a Hawk.